Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 15th of May of the year 2020, and on this date, in 1252, Pope Innocent IV issued the papal bull Ad Extirpanda, which authorised but also limited the torture of heretics in the medieval Inquisition. That's nice, you don't want to authorise freestyle torture of heretics, you gotta have rules. And on May 15th in 1718, James Puckle, a London lawyer, patented the world's first machine gun. And the thing that lawyers have always complained to me about is that you just can't shoot people quickly enough. Today's celebrations include the International Day of Families, so celebrate that in the traditional manner by building small yeast models of all the members of your family that you don't like and put them in a warm, damp place to cultivate your sourdough starter. It's also Army Day in Slovenia and International Conscientious Objectors Day in the rest of the world. So if Slovenia wants to take a swing at world domination, today's the day. Your guest today on the podcast is advertising maven and hero of extreme sports, Will Anderson. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having me back, Alice. Can I firstly just say, can I pitch you an idea, Alice, off the top?
You may.
Have you ever thought of rebranding? Because I've got to tell you something. These quarantine times are giving me some interesting ideas. And I was having a four-way Zoom meeting / ayahuasca ceremony the other day with the Dalai Lama and the two remaining Beastie Boys. And I was pitching the Dalai Lama. You know, like sometimes there's moments of spiritual enlightenment where you're traveling through space and time and nothing has meaning. And you think, how do I monetize this? And so I pitched him an idea. I said, children's programming, that's where it's at, Dalai Lama. You know, you've got the adults, but you need the children. You've got to get them interested. And follow me. Llamas in Pajamas. It's a reboot of the Bananas in Pajamas, but it's the Dalai Lama and an actual llama living in a house together in their pajamas. We do it in real life with the real Dalai Lama and a real llama. And we shoot the whole thing. We do a reboot. All I'm saying is, would you? Anyway, I was talking to Kelsey Grammer about this idea I had about the Dalai Lama. And he was saying to me that he was actually thinking about doing a reboot of Frasier. And I said to him, well, I know Alice Fraser. I wonder if I could pitch to her if she would rebrand as Alice Frasier and perhaps we could do some collaboration between this podcast and your career and the reboot of the TV series Frasier.
I mean, This is a very sore spot for me, Will Anderson, because it's one of the things that people consistently spell my name wrongly, even though the wrong spelling is more confusing and not how Fraser sounds at all, because of that television show. But maybe I have to lean into the discomfort and ally myself with that particular television show, which I would do, except I find it infuriating.
But ask those five, just those five words that unlock every secret to the universe, Alice. How do I monetize this?
Well, I'll have to talk to you about that later. Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in Australia news with our Australia correspondent, Will Anderson. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, after the crude oil price dropped below zero, a number of oil-rich nations have united to publish a cookbook with 1,000 recipes using crude oil in the hopes that people will buy crude oil for home use during lockdown. A spokesman for House Spouses Union has said, "Why would we want that? Isn't crude oil poisonous? I know it's called Texas Tea in the Beverly Hillbillies theme tune, but surely that's not meant to be taken as a serving suggestion." The Emirates could not be reached for comment. Meanwhile, the Kardashian family has launched a new shapewear masks line, which promises to plump and shape while losing you weight. A cabal of concerned anti-capitalists have suggested that the masks contain illegal weight loss drugs that cause heart conditions, and the Kardashian family can't be reached for comment except via their multitude of reality television programs, which are defended at all times by armed guards and highly trained apprenticed Kanye West backup singers. Have you met the Kanye West, West Kardashian family?
Have I met them? I introduced Kim Kardashian to Kanye West. That is actually, it is actually a very funny story. I was at a party. I was at a party at John's house, and John, of course, we call him Bon Jovi, but of course, known to the public as Bon Jovi. And we were all at a party at John Bon Jovi's house. And I said to John Bon Jovi, I said, "This is Kanye." And I said, "He's a bit of a cowboy." And John Bon Jovi said to me, "Well, I'm a cowboy. On a steel horse I ride." And then Kim Kardashian walked in and she said, "Well, I'm wanted, dead or alive." And there was just a little bit of magic in the air. So Kim and Kanye got into a conversation and John and I got on a steel horse and had a ride. If you know what I'm saying, Alice. It was one of the greatest experiences of my life with John Bon Jovi. I don't actually know how you're meant to pronounce his last name, but it's not Bon Jovi.
Okay. Well, that doesn't make any sense to me, but I appreciate the story and it's made me feel close to the Kardashians. So that's always a good thing. That's all the time we have for the headlines for the stories that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because capitalism without regulation is the wolf that eats the sun. Are you too hot to handle? Tearing up the dance floor in your latest Zoom party? Take a step back and rehydrate your party person with half a glass of water. Half a glass of water is a cool, refreshing way to re-anchor yourself in your basic physical needs without negatively interacting with any of the drugs in your system. Half a glass of water. It's not going to eat you unless you're really small. And a new book is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller, Dancy Lagarde. Training for Passion is the next in Lagarde's critically bemused Victorian romance thriller series with a supernatural twist. Lachlan is the bastard son of a duke, recently back from the subcontinental colonies and disillusioned with the life of the British aristocracy. He spends his days navigating railway investments in London's coal smoke clogged streets and his nights playing cards with the notorious Hellfire Club while spying on his fellow nobles for the crown. Balancing his responsibilities as an espionage agent with his job as a railway investor, Lachlan's secret job hides a dark secret. During his time in the colonies, he was bitten by an infected mosquito and now he's half vampire, half malaria victim. He's sworn to avoid a loveless marriage like the one his father had, but he does need a gin and tonic. Reginalda is an American heiress visiting London to check on her family's investments. She sticks out like a sore thumb because she's too sassy for England's refined upper class, and she scandalizes the haute ton with her sassy American ways and her creamy breasts. The last thing she wants is a man to check her restless ways, but when she's taken hostage by the sinister Hellfire Club during a scandalous game of cards, she swears she'll marry the first man to rescue her. Enraged by her creamy breasts, Lachlan has had it up to his impeccably tied cravat with the infuriating heiress and ragefully saves her from his criminal frenemies. Driven into a hasty marriage by her reckless vow and damaged reputation, Lachlan and Reginalda must negotiate their newly married state, unmask the ancient Hellfire Club members, and negotiate a railway contract while also having sex. The Times called Training for Passion an extremely aggressive depiction of Victorian railway contracts, and The Guardian called it a last stop on the road to literary legitimacy for Lagarde. Available now in all airport bookstores and under your chair in a live television game show.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's all the time we have for your ads today, because now it's time for your top story.
The Last Post.
Your top story now is Australia news. Will Anderson, you've been to Australia. Tell us what's happening in Australia right now.
Not only have I been to Australia, Alice, but I am currently coming to you from Australia because I am in quarantine, which for an adventurer like myself has been quite a testing time. I'm normally a man of action, a man who's traveling the world, a man who's putting deals together, a man who's, you know, so tragic news for travellers like myself, where New Australians might be banned from travelling overseas for recreation for up to 5 years. Australians may be able to travel to New Zealand, but the government is afraid they won't come back. As an incentive for Australians to return, Kiwis plan to bring up their ownership of Russell Crowe, Farlap, Neil Finn as often as possible and try to turn every conversation into one about Trevor Chappell's underarm delivery. It's also a major blow to Hollywood, who'll have to shut down movie and television production as they have no one to play Brits or Americans in their movies anymore. The roles of Australians in Hollywood movies will still go to Americans using accents that have never been used by other humans, let alone Aussies. Tourism Australia, who have been on the front foot of trying to stop people coming to Australia for years with their terrible campaigns, have changed an old slogan, "Where the bloody hell are you?" to "Stay the bloody hell where you are." The one-time prison island has one time more become a prison. Meanwhile, the Liberal Party of Australia has announced it will run for election on its usual policy of stopping the boats, but this time they'll be stopping them from leaving. So, as an adventurer, trademark Will Anderson, I've been at home climbing up the walls. And then it hit me. Ando, what if you started actually climbing up the walls? Not only would it be good for exercise, but it would be good to get inside the mind of the bat. Maybe to cure the disease, the trick is to understand the bat. So anyway, I'm hanging from my roof, literally looking at the world from a different perspective, the perspective of the bat. And I ask myself the big question, how can I monetize this? So that's why I'll be launching my homework adventure program, Flatten Your Curves While We Flatten the Curve.
But unfortunately, that's all the time we have for your top story today, because it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now, and remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice, and to today's Ride or Die, that's you today, Will. Just a note to make you aware, the full name of the Federated Octopus Tribes of New Zealand is the Aquatic Federation of Octopus Tribes, which abbreviates to AFOOT. Why would they choose that name when they swim, not walk? I think they're signalling sinister undertones. Keep your eye on them, Brent. Well, that's interesting. But the AAA foot... is actually pronounced 8 foot, which talks to the octopus's 8 feet. And I think they can walk on land. Ever since New Zealand emerged from the ocean in January, we still haven't really seen many octopuses in motion, but they seem to be able to operate on land. Will, have you got any insight into the mysterious Federated Octopus Tribes of New Zealand?
Oh, land walkers, absolutely. 8 foot, there is debate over that still. So what I'm hearing out of the people close to the ground, that 8 foot, 8 foot, 8 foot, there's been a lot of debate around it, but it might actually be a foot, but it might not be sinister in overtone. It might be a sense of their rascally sense of humour, a sort of, you know, dark humour, much like sometimes, you know, you can't get sarcasm across in a tweet. Maybe we're not seeing the dry humour that's there in that acronym.
Yes, the amphibious humour of the Federated Octopus Tribes. Well, I hope it's your interpretation, Will, and not the idea that they're coming to take us all. Thank you for sending a letter to the editor, Brent. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow or subscribe so it automatically downloads every new episode every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to those previous editions. They'll make these ones make marginally more sense. Your guest today on the podcast was Will Anderson. Will, have you got anything to plug?
I have 4 podcasts, Tofop, Fofop, Willosophy, and 2 Guys, 1 Cup, an AFL podcast. But even if you don't like AFL or follow AFL, if you like Tofop or Fofop, the AFL podcast is just the same as those, but we occasionally stumble onto AFL talk, but it's mostly just nonsense talk.
Well, I always like to learn things through the medium of listening to two men be funny about them. So
there's an opportunity. So the good news is for you, Alice. Finally, I've noticed a huge hole in the market, and I've just gone, what if it was just 2 guys talking to each other? What if that was in the title of the podcast?
That wasn't meant to be a zinger, but it was. Sorry. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. My stand-up special is on Amazon Prime. It's called Savage, so please stream that if you haven't yet. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. The sub-executive producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Corbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Corbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.